Another mafia theory presented itself when a Sicilian mob informer told Casson that the top mafia boss in Palermo, Pietro Aliere, had confided to an associate that he had set fire to the Fenice in order to save face. A government witness in a mafia trial in the Veneto had declared himself to be both a homosexual and a great friend of Alieri's. Deeply embarrassed, Alieri sought to redeem himself among his underworld peers by flexing his muscles and pulling off a cataclysmic stunt in Venice. He would torch the Fenice. According to the informant, Alieri and another clan member drove up to Venice from Palermo and set the Fenice on fire with a cigarette lighter. Casson pursued this story until he began to have doubts about the source, but rather than reject the story out of hand, he passed it on to the anti-mafia unit in Venice for further investigation. Meanwhile, Casson's experts did their best to explain why they had changed their minds about how the fire had started. They had originally believed that a spark or a carelessly tossed cigarette had ignited the resin-coated flooring in the ridotto, the lobby on the third level of the entrance wing. The burning resins would have started a slow fire in the floorboards, one that smoldered for 2 or 3 hours before bursting into flame. A smoldering fire was typical of an accidental fire. But subsequent lab tests had shown that even with the resin coating, the flooring would not catch fire, except at a much higher temperature than a spark or a cigarette could have provided. The experts were forced to conclude that the floorboards would have caught fire only if someone had poured flammable liquid onto them first. 8 liters of the highly combustible solvent, sulfip, had been stored in the ridotto, and traces of it were found in charred remnants of the floorboards. The single piece of evidence that had originally led the experts to conclude that the fire had been accidental was the discovery that the beams supporting the floor of the ridotto had burned all the way through. This, they believed, had indicated a slow, smoldering start, and therefore an accidental fire. In keeping with the new arson scenario, the experts now said that because the beams had been coated with resin and saturated with solvent, they had kept on burning throughout the fire, despite being doused with water from the firemen's hoses. So, the fire had not smoldered for 2 or 3 hours. It had become a roaring blaze within 10 or 15 minutes of being set. This would mean that the fire had been set sometime between 8:20 p.m. and 8:50 p.m., and not at 6 o'clock, as the experts had thought at first. But then, what about the 8 witnesses who had said they had smelled something burning outside the Fenice at 6 o'clock? The experts pointed out that nobody inside the Fenice had smelled anything at that hour, and that, furthermore, none of the witnesses to the 6 o'clock smell had reported it when they said they smelled it. The 6 o'clock smell, the experts suggested, had most likely come from a restaurant kitchen or a wood-burning oven. The fire's transformation from negligence to arson meant that Felice Casson had to go back and re-examine all the information that had been gathered in the past several months. Casson now took greater interest in 3 young men in their 20s who had been seen running toward Campo San Fantin, shouting, "Scampemo, scampemo," let's get out of here, in the Venetian dialect shortly before the fire broke out. They had been laughing. It seemed to witnesses that they might have pulled a prank of some sort that had perhaps been taken the wrong way. 2 other young men had been seen running away 10 minutes later. They had all come from the direction of the Fenice's stage door on Calle della Fenice. 25 people had been working on the restoration of the theater on January 29. Casson wanted to know who had been the last to leave.